Craig, I brought our guests in the studio plenty of time, but then I started chatting with them and I lost track of time, and so I'm not prepared to go on at the moment here.
Really? What do we do?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm looking for Molly Ringwald. That's all I'm looking for at the moment right now. She is on the cover. And I would say if you took this cover to people and just said, who's the lady on the cover? People would go, I'm not sure. And then you would tell her it's Molly Ringwald and you'd say, oh, yeah. And then you're thinking, but I didn't know she could sing or was a singer. You know, we know her from a lot of those 80s coming of age type films as well and other things, but obviously she's grown up a bit and she will be coming to the Stalker Arts Center, and we have with us Janet Herman Barlow and also Steve Sefcik from the college to talk about what's in this beautiful brochure. So tell us, I guess we can start off with Molly Ringwald. What is she going to be doing here at the college?
Molly Ringwald is, in addition to being a wonderful actress who won a Golden Globe when she was 13, she's also a jazz singer, and she's coming to do her jazz singing at Stalker Arts Center. So if you're thinking we're going to show Pretty in Pink and she's going to talk about the movie, that's not what's going to happen. She'll have a little combo with her, and she'll sing.
I bet there'll be a little pink there somewhere.
Maybe.
Somewhere there a little pink.
Maybe on her lips or somewhere, like, yes.
How did you know that this was something she did?
I go to what are known as booking conferences. They're trade shows for my field. And I talked to her agent, and they were particularly trying to get her new jazz album out there. Because it's the first one she's put out. She's been singing in clubs for a while, but now they're trying to get her out of clubs and into bigger performing arts centers. So she has a different agency that works with her now, and they're, I would say, pushing her as a singer to try to get her into a new career field.
You have a lot of the, every year there's always some sort of a torch singer or a singer, a jazz singer, kind of more of an intimate type of thing. Those go over well, obviously, with the people who come to see it?
I think that they usually do. And most of the people that we've been lucky enough to have been people that have been really made connections with the audience. And so there are some people who can make connections with an audience of 20,000 people. There are some people who do better connecting to an audience that's less than 1,000 people, like Stalker. And, you know, I just feel that a lot of times it's just when people get into this space and they realize how intimate it is because of the way that it's laid out, I think that they really respond to that, and then the audience really responds to them.
It becomes a whole different place. Like a movie takes them to a different place, an intimate concert does that same thing because you just are captivated by the person performing.
Right, and the difference, the odd thing is when we're showing films, we're one of the biggest movie houses in the area, if not the biggest, because I don't know of another one that would seat 988 people. But when we're doing performances, we're certainly a lot smaller than any of the Playhouse Square venues or, you know, other than the Hannah, I think, has 500 seats. But in terms of places where concerts are held, we're one of the smaller ones, so it's a much more intimate experience.
Now, Molly Ringwald comes on Friday, October 24th.
Correct.
Does she kind of open your series, or where is she?
She's opening our Performing Artists series this year, but she doesn't open the season. The season opens August 29th in both theaters. We have the film Philomena in the Hoke Theater, which is our main theater. And we also have Spider Saloff, who's a wonderful cabaret singer from Chicago, who's won several cabaret awards. And she'll open our Studio Theater Cabaret series in the Studio Theater on that Friday and Saturday night.
You have help, obviously, with putting a series like this together. You're shaking your head. You're telling me. Because I was thinking, well, maybe there's someone assigned to, like, the studio theater. You know, find people to fill that. I'll take the main area.
I do all the live shows.
Okay.
So I do all of the Performing Artist series, the Random Acts series, the Live in the Lobby series, the Studio Theater Cabaret series, the Student Matinee series. Arts and Humanities has their own series. They take care of their own. And the films, we have a Film Society director who's been booking the films for as long as We've had films at the college, which was even before the first building was built on campus. And that's Professor Robert Dudash, and he's still booking the films.
Do you have a goal each year, or a, you know, doing it for a number of years? You don't want to try to repeat yourself. Is it a matter of who's available? So that kind of sets what's out there and what's, you know, happening kind of in the culture of this industry, or what does it, what is, how do you kind of set the season up?
Well, I try to have a little bit of something for everybody. We definitely try to have at least one Broadway product, meaning a theater show. This year it's Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, and it's a musical. It depends on what's out on the road, when it routes through Northeast Ohio, and whether or not we can afford it, a biggie,
wow,
since we do have one of the smaller halls. So I can't pay what a hall that has 3,000 seats can pay for an artist.
But I bet a reputation goes a long way, though, in getting people here, right?
I think it does, yes. And, you know, even before I got here, Cass Crooker had, you know, established Stocker as one of the main venues in Ohio that artists would want to play. And I think our philosophy all along has been to treat artists like they're guests in our home, and so they like to come back. You know, this year we have Frank D'Ambrosio, who was here a couple of years ago, did some wonderful workshops both at Lorain County Community College and at Baldwin Wallace in their Conservatory of Music on Broadway. And he and Glory Crampton are coming at the end of the season to close it out in April to do a tribute to Andrew Lloyd Webber. And, you know, again, every time I have seen him since he was at Stocker the first time, he's mentioned that he would love to come back. So that's a really nice compliment. And we're glad we found something that works for us in terms of his schedule, our schedule, and the type of programming he's doing.
Another one that caught my attention coming up in October is Rachel and the Beatnik Playboys. And according to this, Rachel is an Elyria teacher.
Yes, she teaches music in the Elyria Middle School. And she's just wonderful. She writes a lot of original music, and she is just a really entertaining performer. So I'm really excited that she's going to be performing locally, because I think she doesn't have that opportunity a lot, and in a theater setting. So, yeah, she'll be one of the studio theater cabarets, she and her Beatnik Playboys. Say that five times fast.
Yeah. Another one that caught my attention, too. I've been a fan of his for really pretty much from the get-go. Larry Gatlin is coming.
Yes. It's an intimate evening with Larry Gatlin. It's on January 31st, which ends up being a Saturday night, something that's also a little unusual for us. We don't always get Saturday prime nights because of being one of the smaller venues. And I'm so excited. He just has written so many hit songs and has been such a consummate performer from the time he was a backup singer for Kristofferson to the time that he and his brothers formed the Gatlin Brothers to his solo act. He just is an amazing man, and I think people will be very surprised at the number of songs he's written that you don't really associate with his name.
Mm-hmm. And he's one of those that, you know, as with country artists, they're on the top of the charts, they're out everywhere, and then they kind of continue on with their life, and other new acts take them over. He, at one point, I think, did some Broadway as well.
He did. And he did some touring. He was in Will Rogers' Follies and did some touring with Theater Product. So he is very intimately familiar with all different kinds of performance techniques.
Needless to say,
which is great.
Very comfortable on stage, and as an intimate evening, and obviously you kind of get that personal connection. If you can't ride on a bus with him, this is the next best thing, kind of.
Correct.
To sit in the stage and watch him perform as well. Well, let's talk about some of the other things that maybe point out some things that you kind of are proud of scoring this year, or thinking that it's going to be something unique for the people of Lorain County to see.
Well, Wellstrong, we just have to go there. Wellstrong is a singing string quartet. They are four young gentlemen. They've done a lot of theater as well as are classically trained musicians. They perform everything from Vivaldi and Bach and Rachmaninoff to Rihanna and Adele and some other One Direction. They sing while they play their instruments on a number of the songs that they do. They've had a lot of TV exposure. They've been on the Today Show. They've been on Good Morning America because of, I think, the unique nature of what they're doing. And I personally hope for them that, you know, they're on the trajectory to go up, to hit the top of their game. And so I often say when you're in a venue less than 1,000 seats, you strive to find artists on their way up or on their way down. And meaning down, I don't mean that as a negative. I mean that they're just not at the top of their artist fee level.
Right. They've moved out of the popular culture, as it were. And right. They're still like a good hardcore group of people that probably appreciate what they do.
Right. So Wellstrong is definitely, I think, one of the groups that's on the way up. I think the last one I hit that with was Straight No Chaser.
Ah, yes. And these... It's kind of a new twist on like a boy band in a sense. You know, the handsome young guys, kind of, you know, they're black. They've got hair. I'm envious of all their hair that they've got on there too. But it changes the whole way someone thinks about, you know, a string quartet.
Right.
I don't see any tuxes here. You know, they got black, but black t-shirts kind of.
I think they mix and match how they dress, sure, depending on where they're playing and, you know, just what all the audience makeup is going to be.
That's what I looked like yesterday, Bruce, without the cello.
Yeah, I think so. Exactly right. Yeah, without the cello. So, I was thinking exactly the same thing. You mentioned the film series. You got, as you mentioned, Philomena, which was highly touted at the Academy Awards a number of years ago as well. Saving Mr. Banks, I could see there as well. It's just kind of there's culture and arts for everybody here, really, you know.
There really is, and it's from everybody of from preschool age on up. Our student matinee series is really geared towards people of all ages. One of the other unique acts we have this year is 360 All-Stars. They're based all over the world, but their main gentleman is from Australia, and they're a circus based on rotation. So it's a championship BMX rider, a championship basketball dribbler, a championship, you know, beatboxer, winner of the Sir Wheel, which is the big wheel that human beings ride inside of, almost like a riding hula hoop, if you can picture
where
that.
Where are they doing this?
This is on November 2nd in the evening and November 3rd for a student matinee.
On the main
and if you
stage.
Think, on the main
on
stage.
The main
if
stage
you, oh, yes. I mean, it covers too much ground to be in a smaller space.
Even that, I was thinking there's, you know, part of the stage, front row, halfway out into the audience practically. There's a lot of that. But it's amazing what you can put on the stage, I guess.
It is.
It's a big stage.
Yes, it's a pretty big stage, so we have the benefit of that. And when you don't need a whole lot of other scenery, you know, when you're not taking up a whole lot of other space, you can dribble a lot of basketballs all at once.
Uh-huh. I see you also have Guitars for Girls back again. That's always very popular, too.
Right. It's a benefit for Susan G. Komen of Northeast Ohio. So we do that yearly, and it tends to sell out, and we're really proud that the college supports that cause, along with the people that are willing to perform for free in order to raise funds for that charity.
Any dinner theater combined with this? I know that you've got things going on, you know, the cuisine there is kind of tied in with the Stocker area there as well.
Right. For the 6 Performing Artists Series shows, which are Molly Ringwald in October and Wellstrung in November, Larry Gatlin in January, 7 Brides for 7 Brothers in February, Will and Anthony Nunziata doing Broadway Our Way in March, and then Frank D'Ambrosio and Glory Crampton doing Angel of Music, the tribute to Andrew Lloyd Webber, in April. Before all 6 of those shows, there is a dinner available in our Culinary Arts Building, the Norton Culinary Arts Building, that's being prepared by our chefs with help from our culinary students. And so their menus will be changing. The menu for the first 2 shows is up on our website at stockerartcenter.com under Performing Artists Series so that people can see what they can choose. But it's a 3-course dinner for $30.
Do you ever get starstruck? Do you get to meet some of these people, get to see them, or even have some, you know, a photo taken? Is there a book, Steve, somewhere there that has...
No, I don't always get there to take photos every now and then, but Janet, I'm sure, meets them all.
I meet them all normally. Some of them are friendlier than others. Probably a highlight of my career was meeting Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash. They performed at Kane Park when I was there, and, you know, he was such a legend by the time he performed it. At Kane Park, I'm sorry, with his family. That was pretty special. I've gotten to meet a lot of people in my life, which I feel very fortunate about. I'm not usually one of those people who says, take your picture with me. First of all, I'm a lot shorter than most of them, so, you know, sometimes I'm not even in the picture anyway.
We were going to have a picture taken, Bruce and I and you today, but I guess that's out.
It's not going to work, Craig. I guess
the top of my head will be there. But.
Yeah, you can identify it from that. But obviously you get to see a lot of it comes through and enjoy some of this. I suppose there's some time where you get to reap the rewards of just being able to see a job well done and a lot of people out there enjoying themselves in the theaters too.
Right, and that's really what it is for me. It's not the fact that I'm backstage and can meet these people. For me, it's the audience and the audience's reaction and whether they've had a good time, whether they've been moved, whether they're appreciative. That's really where my reward comes. Otherwise, these are people that are just in my life for one day and gone.
Uh-huh. Stocker Arts Center, the place for the 2014-2015 season. They've got a lot of things going on. We've got the nice color brochure in front of us here as well. If people want to, you know, get on board, start getting the tickets, figuring out the schedule, where they're going to go on a date, who they're going to take, and who they're going to go see. Where's a good place for them to check that out?
Well, they can call our box office at 440-366-4040, 4040. And we can mail them a schedule if they don't have one, if they didn't get one already. They also can go online at stockerartcenter.com, and they can see each show in each individual series by clicking on that series and decide what they want to come to. Those are the two best ways, I think.
And, of course, it's great to have it in Lorain County. As they say, you know, good place to see a lot of the great entertainment that comes through here. And plenty of free parking, as they say.
Plenty of free parking.
At the Stocker Arts Center over at Lorain County Community College. Janet, thanks for stopping in this morning.
Thanks, Janet Herman Barlow.
Riding sidecar this morning, Steve Sefcik. Thanks for
No problem.
I appreciate your time this morning.